Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Mack sitting in for Paul and Jordana, taking you to 5:30 Twins in Toronto tonight. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Lee Richardson, a frequent guest on this radio station. And she's a licensed professional counselor and founder of the Brain Performance Center, works out of Dallas, and has also authored a couple of books, Turn Your Brain On to Get Your Game On, The How, What, Why, and to Peak Performance. And obviously things are changing for all of us. We're all in a different space from a mental health standpoint, and we're learning the hard way in some cases. And Lee, thank you, first of all, for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's kind of ironic because you're down there in Dallas, and we got a young man that grew up here in Minnesota, Marion Barber III, that passed away the other day, and he was a great Dallas Cowboy running back, and you may have heard the story. And he had some issues between when he retired from football. He had some mental health type issues, and we see this so frequently. And is the good news, Lee, I don't know if you're familiar with his story at all because you live down there, but we're talking a lot about mental health these days, and I think in many respects that's a victory.
Oh, I think it's a huge win.
And for, you know, we don't know exactly what happened with Marion, but you know, he is no longer with us after the other day, and it's just difficult for all of us to process some of that. But let me start with that. Let's just say you work with someone, and let's just say you come back from COVID and you haven't seen them in the office for a while, and they're a different person, and you can't put your finger on it, but they're off. You can just see there's something wrong, something that's not functioning at the same level it did. What advice do you give to a coworker or a friend if you're starting to recognize things that you just go, there's something in their mental health that concerns me?
Well, my advice would be this, and that would be to reach out to that person and just, you know, be very honest and transparent and say, you know, seems like you're having a hard time coming back to the office, and I am too. Things are very different now, and, you know, it's okay to not be okay with coming back, and just kind of open that, very gently open that door.
What do you think is going to be the number one stressor for people that return to the office that haven't been there for a couple of years?
Well, I think it's getting back, you know, it's going to be different for some. It's going to be the commute, the commute that killed them, and now they know what it's like not to experience it. And for others, it's going to be the shift in the way it affects their family. They've been able to be home for dinner every night with the family, and now they won't. And for others, you know, honestly, I can't tell you during COVID how many people I would see at 6 o'clock in the evening at the grocery store. I was leaving work, going home in their sweats. Mm-hmm. You know, they never got dressed for the day. So many things have changed, and it's changed what's normal for us. And I think that's going to be really hard for people to accept that there is a new norm.
Lee Richardson is our guest. There's a flip side to that, and that is, as much work as it is, as hard as it is to get in the car and commute and all those things, there's also great stimulation when you're with people and you are exchanging ideas and you are bouncing things off the wall, and you're running to people that you wouldn't normally talk to because you're getting coffee at the same time and you're having an interesting conversation about whatever. So there is an upside, too, to being with people and getting out of the sweat, so to speak, and the distant learning and getting around people. It seems to me that that's a tremendous health benefit, too. Do people see that?
I don't know that everybody does. I think once people get back in it and they feel it, then they can see it. But there is absolutely, I think during COVID, loneliness was one of the top issues that most people dealt with. And you do, you get energy from being around your coworkers. You know, you've forgotten how goofy they look when they laugh. You've forgotten what it's like to, you know, crack a joke and all the things that we used to enjoy doing with each other, we've forgotten how to do.
You also don't realize how much visual stimulation there is if you're in an office space and you're walking to your car and you're going to a restaurant for lunch. You don't realize how many different things your brain processes during the day. Some of it, you know, curiosity takes over. Some of it you're just interested in. But you don't realize until you do an inventory of how many times you are stimulated if you're outside your home.
Well, you're exactly right on that. And that some of that stimulation has to do with it affects how you process information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we're in one place and nothing changes, we process differently. But I don't know about you, but when I'm walking through the mall and I've got, you know, I'm on a timeline and I've got to get to my car and get home, I'm paying attention to what's going on around me. And I think that the more I pay attention to, the more those little neurons and dendrites are wiring and firing, the more they're wiring and firing, the healthier and the more regulated that brain's going to be.
Lee Richardson, our guest. Lee, do you think there's anybody that has stayed home during COVID that becomes healthier because they're alone, that they're better off not being around people, that they're actually healthier by not being around people?
Well, it's so interesting that you asked that, because people that were really, really anxious with going to work in the workforce, they have reported to me that they've lost that anxiety, and they feel like that's made them a better at their job, more productive and more effective. So, you know, I think that there are different answers to that question.
Yeah.
Some people believe that that it's been a blessing. And some people believe that it's been punishment.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think that, you know, it's going to be really interesting because managers are going to have to figure that out on the fly too, right? Who works at a higher level here? And yet, can you allow somebody to stay home if they're doing the same job as employee B just because you think they're more effective from home? I mean, there's some real interesting questions that have got to be asked and entertained here to get the most out of your workforce, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've all been going through the Great Resignation. People are leaving their job at record high numbers. So how important is that employee? I mean, I have clients that tell me, if they tell me I have to come back to the office, I'll quit.
Yep. Yep. And the hybrid models are also coming into play. We're seeing that in downtown Minneapolis where it's, you know, yeah, they're coming back, but it's 2 days a week or 3 days a week. Do you think ultimately that will be the norm? Any business that can afford to be hybrid will be hybrid?
I do, because, I mean, there's certain things like being a counselor. You know, you can do that on Zoom, but there's a lot of things that you have to be there to do the job. And I think the more technology comes into play into the workforce, that will continue to change. But I think people have just, we're shifting. There's a shift. And the shift is that, yes, we do care about people, and we do care about their mental health as much as we do their physical health. And if they can be as productive working from home 2 to 3 days a week and have a better grip on their mental health, then why not?
You know what, Lee, it kind of excites me, because I think we can come out of this a better society once we figure out how to do it. So there's a part of me that excites me, because I can see more work-life balance coming into play once we figure out how to do it. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, Lee Richardson.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.